Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. This is a cup of devotion. Hymns and scriptures for troubled times. Today's hymn, There's Power in the Blood. The scripture, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's take a closer look. Peter is writing to encourage believers who are suffering, calling them to live a holy life, a sanctified life. Suffering is to be expected, yet even in the throes of it, Christians are reminded to live for Jesus who suffered, bled, and died for them. A royal people, a peculiar people, chosen by God, and set apart from the world, sacred to God. His special possession, bought by the hard work of Jesus when he shed his blood on Calvary. Believers are made for God and employed by God to carry out the purposes of God. The glory of God's character resounds in a symphony of praise when one reflects the nature of his Creator. The excellencies of God are sounded when one proclaims with his lips and with his life the glory and honor and power of the one who says, "Surely, I am coming quickly." Revelation chapter 22, 20. We are a royal heritage, chosen by God, belonging to God, the King of all kings. We are no longer destined to a life of darkness and hopelessness. We have been redeemed, cleansed by the power in the blood. God calls us out of sin and its consequences, inviting us to participate in an amazing existence with Him. Every day we can become more in tune with this royal calling. Though our lives are but a shadow of the purity and perfections of our Lord, let us express outwardly what has taken place inwardly by praising His name with our lips and proclaiming His character with our actions. Our God and Savior desires that His glory be poured into every heart to gladden and bless forever those who have been purchased by the blood of Christ, called out of darkness and into the marvelous light of God. By Christ's love, beyond comprehension, and by His efforts, beyond understanding, He has made you a chosen generation. How does your life demonstrate this truth? The enemy of your soul may have deceived you, causing you not to live like a child of the King. Won't you ask the Lord to show you who He has made you to be? His child, purchased by the blood of Jesus? He wants you to proclaim His name to those He has placed in your world. Your words, no matter how simple and awkward, will come as nobody else's words can to those God has placed in your life. Use them for your King. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood.